Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us here live on air on CUTV News Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. We are very excited to welcome Patty Intorinat to our show. She is of Hypnosis Phenomenon. That's right. As soon as Patty Intorinat begins to speak, you will notice a delicious purr reminiscent of Eartha Kitt playing the role of Catwoman. While Patty admits her rich hypnotic voice is certainly an asset in her practice, it is the techniques that she uses, the technique especially known as Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, or QHHT, that really makes things happen for people. Patty knows that firsthand because she once suffered from liver problems herself and a rare autoimmune disease, and this powerful type of hypnotic regression has helped her discover the key. Once she moved from that dark place, Patty was determined to use all of her special gifts and, of course, pay it forward. Now, quantum healing hypnosis technique is a category of hypnosis via which people go into a very deep level of consciousness, during which they can regress and learn about the root cause of their issues and illnesses. They get answers from the source of knowledge that already lies within them. They learn to make a connection to their higher self. The higher self always has our best interest in mind, and they receive healing. Once discovered, the person is more aligned with that part of the self, and miraculous self-healing outcomes come about. The person learns to live in peace, in joy, and in harmony. Now, Patty studied quantum healing hypnosis technique with Dolores Cannon, a noted lecturer and psychic researcher, who was a pioneer in the modality. The late Cannon had hand-selected Patty and taught practitioners like her how to tap into their gifts, attune to special vibrations and receive the knowledge, and also to use it with compassion and unconditional love. Patty also employs another modality to help others, and it is known as soul coaching. After receiving information from the original life force energy of the frequency signal, she translates it to clients. That's what she does. Translates it right to the clients and encourages them to acquire self-love, acceptance, awareness, and forgiveness. Patty is very intuitive and has a knack for channeling the messages that come to her, which is quite amazing. She nurtures people to set their soul free, removes difficult and different kinds of blockages, mostly from fear, and enables each individual to feel lightness and positivity and to thrive. Many testimonials of this outcome can be read on her website, which is hypnosisphenomenon.com. That's hypnosisphenomenon.com. www.hypnosisphenomenon.com. These two processes require a big shift in the belief system, according to Patty, from a conscious thinking mind to a wise and loving heart. Patty is very passionate about her healing modalities and the way she can help clients to let go, be freer, accept knowledge and love, and transform their lives at the soul level. That's what she does. She's very happy to do that for people, help people transform their lives at the soul level. We are very excited to welcome Patty to our show right now. Patty, thank you very much for joining us here on CUTV News Radio. It is a real honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited. Thank you.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. You do wonderful work, and you've done it for so long, and you have such great experience. What inspired you, Patty, to want to do the kind of work that you do in inspiring and coaching, mentoring, and celebrating and supporting lifting up other people?
No, because 20-some years ago, I had this autoimmune disease called Epstein-Barr virus. The root cause was from severe stress. And my doctor told me that I was literally stressing myself to death. And it was so bad that my liver shut down completely. And I was supposed to have a liver transplant. And so in the hospital stay, when I learned about the root cause, and I could really, really relate to that, so I decided to do my basic meditation that I usually do once in a while. And then I realized it really stopped my liver enzyme count that was going up. So when I came out from the hospital, I was looking for a more advanced meditation. So when I found somebody who recommended me to that group, and I had no idea what I was learning then, it almost exact same method as QHHT that I am helping people with it now. I learn to be in touch with the higher self, and I learn to regress to the past life, and I didn't even know I was doing that. I was just being in the flow with whatever the teacher wanted to teach me, and after I saw my past life as an executioner, that I killed people, I cut the people heads off in mass, and I realized that, these people in my life that they were stressing me to death, they are my karmic creditors. And once I came to terms with that, in that depth meditation, I received quantum healing, just like what I'm doing to help people with the QHHT quantum healing hypnosis technique right now. So I'm so passionate that I learned that to help myself, and now I learned the technique to help others to receive the healing the same way. So when I come across this QHHT, and I know I have found that tool, the same tool that I can help people. And it's so gratifying to witness those changes in people. It is definitely a life-changing experience. And to me, it is priceless.
It really, really is. Absolutely. So you've recovered from the situation that you had, which was a medical situation, and those healing methods that you were introduced to were allowing this amazing cure for it, which is incredible. How did Dolores Cannon influence you? Tell us a little bit about who she was for our audience who might not be as familiar with her, and how she actually handpicked you for training in her special regressive healing methods.
Yes, I'd love to bring back that memory. Thank you for asking. Dolores Cannon, as you introduced to the listeners, that she was a pioneer in this past life regression. She did her work for 50 years. She also lectured internationally. She was an amazing teacher and author, UFO investigator, and she kept evolving through those 50 years of her practice. And I was already a certified hypnotherapist by IMDHA. It's International Medical and Dental Hypnosis Association. And I came across her work from reading one of her books, The Three Waves and the Volunteers and the New Earth. And it captured me. Later on, I attended her lectures, the same lecture I attended twice. I just couldn't get enough of her. And I was so intrigued and inspired by her work that I knew I had to take her training. And after the training, the first time I knew in my heart, this is my calling that I must pursue. And here I am, one of the practitioners that was personally trained and recommended by her. How it happened was that with her quantum healing hypnosis technique that is so unique because she created a method that helped people making the connection with the higher self. And the purpose is to help them receive the healing and to receive some guidance. And a couple of years before she passed, she had a 16 years wait list. That's a long wait list. And she probably felt compelling to be able to recommend some of her practitioner who could work like her to help people the same way that she could comfortably put a stamp, endorse us. So she selected six of her practitioners, and she personally trained us for her new program. At that time, she named it Recommended Dedicated Practitioner. And because she is no longer around to personally recommend us to others, so her family decided to name the same recommended dedicated practitioner to be level 3 practitioner instead. So I'm so extremely honored to say that I was one of that first six. She kindly took us under her wings and she personally trained us because she wanted to make sure that she could recommend somebody that could do her work exactly like her. We were so proud to be personally picked and trained by the master. I'm very grateful for this opportunity, and it brings me much joy to talk about those memorable times that I spent with her. And now I have her skill to carry on her legacy, for doing her work, to serve humanity like she did. How amazing is that?
Very amazing. Absolutely amazing. And it's very inspirational and very empowering, too. Let's talk about this technique of QHHT, which is short for Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. How does it work, and what are some of the steps?
Yeah. QHHT is very unique and highly effective hypnosis technique. There are three steps into this. The first step is the pre-hypnosis talk. This step, we get to build a rapport, establish the trust with the clients, and the interview could take hours because this first step is highly important. Because we must take our time to prepare our clients very well so they can have a unique hypnosis experience. The second step is the hypnosis. This is the time when we regress our clients to experience any lifetime that the higher self has already planned to show them. And sometimes people see a past life or even multiple past lives or a present life, but with a different perspective. Or sometimes they even see a future life. Or sometimes they see all of them within one session. We do not know what is going to happen at that point. The higher self already has planned. And we will just have to be in the flow, utilizing our skills, and just trust the process. And when we are done with the stories, the higher self gets called in to help us with the healing and finish up with the rest of the work. And the third step is the post-hypnosis discussion. This is the time we help a client understand the information that they have brought forth during the hypnosis. Yes.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes,
the understanding of it all is very important. Some of your great
mm-hmm.
deeds and nurturing are focused on what's known as the ascension process. Can you tell us what the ascension process is? I believe it involves sort of primal energies and the growth of one's soul, right?
Yes, this is for everybody in the world that we get to work on ourselves, to love ourselves, to ascend, mean that to vibrate at a higher vibration. This is another amazing work that I get to do that I'm also very passionate in doing it. I help people waking up to the truth, to understand and know their true self. They will learn about the unlimited potentials that already lie within them. I utilize my gift of clairaudience. I hear frequency, and I download that information from the universe, and I translate it into a language in a physical realm. So when my clients resonate with the information that I bring in, it does become much more natural for them to accept their truth. And because their own truth will always make perfect sense to them. And because it feels right at the heart level, and it is so simple and easy to understand, but we have not been taught this simplicity concept at all from anyone. So the downloads usually come in at the level of the frequency of each individual that's sitting in front of me. The changes will be made from within because it feels right. I help people raise their own vibrations and become more aware of the other good options that perhaps been hidden from them because of their own belief systems and old habits of thinking particular thoughts that may not be beneficial to them. And because thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become our characters, and we are what we believe. So if things have not been working well, something has to be changed. We can't think the same thought, talk the same talk, act the same act, staying the same character, and hold on to the same belief system and expect things to change. So we must be aware of our thoughts and make some changes there. So with the soul coaching session that I do, I help people bring in their awareness so they can make changes from the root causes of that effect. I help them hear themselves talk so they can be more aware of what it is that need to be changed and they can explore the higher options afterward. I give my clients all the tools that they need so they can utilize.
And see if you can reconnect with Patty.
Hello?
Patty? There you
yes?
are. Looks like your call just happened to drop there.
Yes.
You're back
on. I don't know
what
happened.
You're back on live. Yeah.
Oh,
weird.
Thank you.
So continue.
Where did it
saying?
Drop from? Where did it drop from?
From your end.
Yeah, I was talking about the thoughts and the actions and that need to be changed, the behavior, right? So
yes.
With the soul coaching session that I do, I help people make changes from the root cause. So they can hear themselves talk and be more aware of what it is that need to be changed, and they can explore the higher options. I give my clients all the tools that they need so they can use them, utilize them the rest of their lives. And if they allow it, they will live their lives with much joy, in peace, and harmony. I enjoy helping people acquiring their self-love, self-realization, self-acknowledgement, self-acceptance, forgiveness, and I also help them eliminate all fears, the fears that have been holding them back from moving forward. And it is definitely a pivotal point into this ascension process that we are talking about. It is a life-changing event for many people. Again, very, very gratifying for me to see the change in each individual.
It really is. And the gift of ultimate love is really part of what you share with people, right? How does loving impact that healing process and the outcomes of your work?
Yes, it's so, so important. When we have a good understanding of the meaning of unconditional love, we would want to choose to be in practice of the ultimate love, wouldn't we? And because the ultimate love has no judgment. So when we don't judge, we won't react. And when we don't react, we don't get angry. We will be able to free ourselves from those habits, from having fears, hatred, anger, resentment, worrisome, guilt, shame, and anything that causes pain and misery. And self-love is the most important love of all. Because when we know what it feels like to love ourselves unconditionally, we will be able to let go of the habit of being judgmental. So we can naturally give that same love to others, and we can do it without having any judgment. The judgment really limits us from expressing our true love. And this is how I help people. I help them set themselves free. Free to be who they're supposed to be, so they can have fun being themselves with the ultimate love and with great compassion for self and for others.
It's a wonderful thing when we're able to achieve that, isn't it? It's a beautiful thing, and we pay it forward when we achieve that, isn't it? So wonderful.
Yes. It's so important to have that. And with my work, I come across several hundred of clients that have the same issue. They do not have self-love. So once they get done learning about love and they can love themselves, sky is the limit for them. They become much more enlightened.
Absolutely. And self-love is very important. And self-love is very different than taking perfect pictures of yourself and putting them on social media where you look perfect and like they're, you know, almost like you're not human, like you don't have feelings. Self-love is a lot deeper than a selfie, right?
Right. Yeah, and it is everything we need to have. It's a must-have condition. It's a state of mind, state of being, in the love of self, you know, so we can have a beautiful perception with everything that we come across because we already have that feeling of love. And, you know, and will take us in a opposite direction from fear, from hatred, from anger, you know, we would be so much more in the state of joy. And you know, joy is permanent. Happiness is not. So state of joy comes after we learn how to love ourselves and be compassionate with ourselves as well.
Very, very important. You know, over the years being on the air, a lot of people have mentioned my voice as being sort of reassuring and a calming force. Yours is as well. And for you, it must be an asset in your work. Do you think it makes a difference in your hypnosis and guided meditation sessions?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Our beloved teacher taught us that 90% of the success is from doing the work with the voice. Dolores taught us how to use and utilize our voice effectively, so it is very, very important indeed. And luckily, my natural voice seems to have that natural effect already. That's a plus. I'm so happy to be doing this work and get to use my voice to help people relax and help them get really deep into that part of relaxation, because their meditation and hypnosis, they are so much alike. This is a scientific explanation that I can help explain it, how it works. We go into four levels of consciousness every day, from beta, the waking moment, to alpha, to theta, and to delta, to sleep. And we wake up from delta to theta to alpha and back to beta again to be awake. So we go through this natural process every single day. So their hypnosis, especially QHHT method, works like that. With the voice, we get to guide people through that deep level of that consciousness so they can make their connection with their higher self. So the voice is everything with this work. And the meditation practice that I did, that I came across, I stumbled across to help myself, it's very much the same, just like QHHT. The only difference is that I learned to take myself to that level, to tap into my supreme consciousness level. And that the right side of the brain, the right side of the mind. But with QHHT, I learned the skill to help others to go to that same level, to be in touch with the higher self. So, and that's what quantum healing hypnosis is all about.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I want to let folks know, too, a few wonderful things about you. You know, you're very, very skilled at what you do, and you're very knowledgeable. You are one of the original six QHHT recommended practitioners who were personally selected by Dolores Cannon and had the privilege to be a mentor to others, and still do, helping her vetting the new recommended practitioners. You're very intuitive. You hear frequency, interpret vibration, translate into feeling, and vibrate it into image and language in the physical system. You operate as an empath, as a vibrantship to others that you work with, and you serve as a conduit for the frequency. I want to let people know, too, that in addition to the quantum healing hypnosis technique, you also do traditional hypnosis, pure bioenergy healing therapy, Reiki, Qigong, which I've actually had experience, and Vipassana meditation, and Silva Ultra Mind, and so much more. And to learn more about our very special guest, you need to go to Patty's website. It's hypnosisphenomenon.com. Again, hypnosisphenomenon.com. A very special guest, Patty Inturinant. She is truly amazing. Patty, thank you so much for joining us here on CUTV News Radio Live. It was a real honor, pleasure to have you with us on the show, and we hope we get a chance to chat with you again real soon.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to share this valuable information with your listeners. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome. We are very grateful as well, and thank you so much for joining us. We wish you a wonderful rest of your day. Look forward to chatting with you again soon, and it was a real pleasure. A very special guest, Patty Inturinant of Hypnosis Phenomenon. Again, her website, hypnosisphenomenon.com. For all of us here, the entire CUTV News team, I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thanks for joining us. More great shows coming up. Stay tuned. For now, have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.